Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Here's an email. Please say hello to my husband, John, from his wife, Archer, in Napa. He listens from 5:45 till 6. So, we missed that one. Oopsie.
Hey, John.
I got a couple of really good bad advices for today's secret show.
Great.
Yeah, so we're going to do one of those right after the show today. Because we don't have to edit the hell out of them anymore. Thank you, Entercom. You'll hear that probably by 11 or so. Is that when you usually get them up there?
Yeah. Right after the show, pretty much.
Yeah, just pop it right up. Secret Show is a podcast we do in addition to this show, so totally unique content. And a lot of times we take problems that listeners have and just break them down, give our terrible advice.
Well, you fill the role that we used to do ourselves until it started affecting our personal lives so much that we had to be more careful about what we say.
Exactly.
I find myself going, well, I would say that, but that's probably going to make dinner super uncomfortable tonight. You know.
You should marry her, and then she won't have any recourse.
Oh, really? She won't, huh?
Nope, not a thing.
There are certain things.
You do. You're a good sharer. I feel like we get a lot of info out of you.
I try to share, but there's things where...
I mean, we have our super private lives, but, you know, for the most part, our private lives are on full display
yeah.
at all times. We are oversharers. But you're right. I mean, for sure, it's cathartic for us to give other people advice.
Yes.
Because often it's hard to see things from a stranger's. We're basically strangers, so we look at your problem as strangers would look at it. We don't have a vested interest in our Friday night normal get-together. You know, it's hard for your friends to tell you what they really think about stuff. So let these friends do it for you.
Or your partner. Sometimes
you'd think
that here you are, you've thrown your lot in with somebody and you're as close as could possibly be. And yet the thing that you should be able to talk about, whatever it is, sex or whatever thing, there you are, you can't. And
right.
for some reason you talk about it with everyone you know, but that one little thing that you just can't seem to go like, don't do that. Or why can't I? It's weird.
I know. It's tricky. It is tricky. Like personal relationships can be very true. So, share it with us. We would love
right.
to pick it apart. You can send an email to Sarah or Vinny at RadioAlice.com. Sarah with an H, Vinny with an IE. That's two different addresses. Don't send it to actual Sarah or Vinny, all one word. That's not a thing. Yuzi just handed me a Sting and Shaggy are having a whole love fest. These guys are together. The 44/867 tour, I'm sorry, the 876 tour. Is coming to the Masonic in San Francisco on this year. This isn't one of those 2019 or 2020 shows. Oh my God, it's going to be 2020 before you know it. It's coming to the Masonic October 8th, 2018. The tickets go on sale this Thursday at 10 a.m. And if you listen to our show on Thursday, we'll have a pair of tickets to give away as well.
You know the police are like, Shaggy? You'll go on tour with Shaggy, but you can't go on tour with us, the band where we all began.
With the 1,000 hits and the bad interpersonal relationships.
Didn't Shaggy just perform at the Queen's birthday a few weeks back?
Yeah.
And we all went, what?
Yeah. Was he with Sting then, too? Because that would make more sense.
Probably. Well, right. they appeared at the... Was it the Grammys?
It was the Grammys.
Together?
They did a whole...
It was the first time we saw them together,
It was a recent award show. We went, well, that's a weird coupling, but it works somehow.
And then the next thing you know, an album comes out and now a tour.
Yeah. They are clearly having some fun together. So Sting and Shaggy at the Masonic, October 8th. Tickets on sale Thursday. Listen to us. We've got a pair. Speaking of the Queen, is she now the Duchess of Sussex?
Yes, she is.
Okay, so Meghan Markle is now the Duchess of Sussex. So if you hear me refer to the Duchess of Sussex, you know who I'm talking about.
So she doesn't have princess in her title.
No, but I believe that you can refer to her, if you're speaking with her, you can call her princess. But I don't believe that's part of her official title.
All right.
Her dad, Thomas Markle.
Mm-hmm.
He, I don't know, a week and a half ago had a heart attack, and then last week underwent major open heart surgery. And in any case, he missed the entire event. There was already some angst happening in the family, but nobody walked her down the aisle. She walked halfway down herself, and then Prince Charles took her the rest of the way to hand her off to his son. And that was Thomas Markle's job to lose.
I saw a picture this morning of, it's like the family photo. It's the wedding dress and the, it made me smile. And I'm not into this stuff at all.
So was it like the extended?
The queen the, and the
and all the children.
One of the, like three official photos
there's
that they put
children
out.
In the photo as well. Yeah, right. And the future king and the, they're all in the photo. It just made me smile. I thought, oh, that's neat. And the queen's in a, on a chair because she's 90, and so is her husband because
Prince
he's
Philip,
92, right?
Or whatever his title
93,
is.
93, whatever.
Yeah, he, they're elderly. Yeah. I mean, it's not going to be another 10 years before King. Will he be King Charles or will he take a different name? Sometimes they change their names.
Isn't this one?
Yes.
Oh, isn't that's that it. So cute? So those are her bridesmaids. And
oh, the little girls.
All
are.
The little girls. And then I, maybe some of the boys are the groomsmen. I'm not sure how that whole thing worked. And I really can't. I have all this stuff taped on the royal wedding. I just haven't been able to bring myself to sit down and watch it.
It's neat. It like is, it just. I just was like, all right, cool. Look at them go.
Camilla. Them. Camilla's hat is shading her face. That is quite a hat.
Well, that's a move, right?
That actually looks like a dust mop up there. They all got the hats on, though, don't they? Well, anyway, congratulations to them. The dad, Thomas Markle, he didn't get to go to England. He didn't get to walk his daughter down the aisle. But he does get to go get a Starbucks Frappuccino, which seems like a bad choice right after open heart surgery. But I guess maybe he feels like, well, everything's all cleared up now. Better start building
okay.
that back up. He was in Rosarito, Mexico.
I love Rosarito.
I think he lives in Mexico,
I
is
believe
what it sounds
listeners
like.
Have told us that, yeah.
He stopped off, but and they have Starbucks drive-thrus there.
Well, it's Baja California. It's okay, it's Mexico, whatever.
It has Starbucks.
Right.
I don't know. I mean, although I guess Starbucks is everywhere now. There's no stopping Starbucks.
Yeah.
So he went to a Starbucks drive-thru and he got himself a Frappuccino, whipped cream and all. It just doesn't, you know. It's remarkable in that I guess he feels like he it'll make him feel better. It's like some of us go for Haagen-Dazs when we don't get to go to our daughter's wedding.
Rosarito is a nice spot. I used to party there. I've surfed there many times. It's just south of the border. I think maybe an hour. I can't remember. It's been so long since I've driven Mexico, but Rosarito's cool. It's a beach town.
They're not saying who he's with, but there's two chicks in the car. I mean, or so it seems.
That's him?
Yeah, that's him on the left.
Huh.
Sarah, 925 is saying Charles will never become a king. A deal was cut when he married Camilla.
You know, we've heard that, but I've also heard that he is going to be king. So I don't know. And, you know,
yeah.
I guess we'll see. Won't that be exciting to figure out who's going to be the next king when the queen finally goes? Yeah, I've definitely heard that, but then we looked it up, and it looked like he was next in line for the throne. Maybe he'll have to abdicate at that time. Mm. I don't know.
Well, the talk didn't work with the dad there because he's got more whipped cream on that coffee than...
Yeah, it's mostly whipped cream.
Jesus.
Just fill it halfway and put whipped cream on the... The whipped cream is the best part, let's face it. God, I love whipped cream.
You don't love the coffee without the whipped cream?
I never get anything like that at Starbucks.
Yeah,
I'll get
I
a green
get a,
tea frappuccino sometimes, and
I've
got to have the whipped cream on top of
oh.
it.
No, I never do that.
Yeah.
All right, well, anyway.
Sometimes if it's a hot day, and I've been working hard, Vinny, I feel like I deserve a green tea frappuccino.
You know what I got from that story? Starbucks has made its way to Rosarito.
Right.
I'm shocked, but okay.
The Obamas just signed a multi-year deal to make shows and movies for Netflix. They're going to produce stuff.
All right.
They've entered a multi-year agreement to produce series and features. They hope to, quote, promote greater empathy and understanding between peoples and help them share their stories with the entire world. And it goes on from there, but that is basically the whole story. Obama said, One of the simple joys of our time in public service was getting to meet so many fascinating people from all walks of life to help them share their experiences with a wider audience. Oh, sorry. That's why Michelle and I are so excited to partner with Netflix. We hope to cultivate and curate the talented, inspiring, creative voices who are able to promote greater empathy. Oh, my God, I'm going to fall asleep. Anyway, there you go. It's, I'm sure they'll be much more exciting than that statement was.
Really?
Nope. We'll have to wait and see, Vinny. But that's, I think that's
his heart's in the right place.
Oh, absolutely.
Good for him.
I love the Obamas, and I love Netflix. What could possibly go wrong? I think this is great. And how interesting that we're at a point in our, you know, development as the human race that, of course, our former president would have an agenda that he would have a platform for on a place like Netflix. I think it's really cool.
Well, I definitely think he gets to call his shot.
Mm.
Whether or not he's going to be able to pull it off, that's another thing.
Right. I don't know, I mean, if they'll be in some of these things, although I suppose if it's some initiative that they are behind, maybe they will be.
I think the best thing they could do, this is just my opinion, inspire young people to go into politics and do the job that every one of us is tripping on, that we just go and we're like, Dianne Feinstein is 85. She shouldn't still be in public office, should she?
I mean,
she's a nice lady. Fine. Good for her. But it seems like at some point we need some new blood in there. And
I
especially
agree.
In the Progressive Party.
Mm.
Good God, man. 85?
You're not saying that because she's a woman, right?
No, I'm saying 85. I think all the older people. McCain, how old was he?
Oh, he's still a senator, right? Even though he's, that dude's old.
I'm saying if they could inspire young people to get involved,
right.
Really involved, especially as we saw all these people on Facebook so politically vocal and yet no one's running, it'd be great to see that.
There are, you know, I think that that's happened even as a result of this most recent election or the one that I'm sure it's not the most recent, but the one where Donald Trump won. Most recent presidential, it did seem like there were a lot of people who said, "Oh yeah," and ran. And there has been some new blood, but it does. But I'm with you. I think that that's cool. On the other hand, I love Dianne Feinstein, and I voted for the thing that I just sent in yesterday.
You did.
Mm-hmm. I like her, and she's there, and she knows how it works. That this, I mean, it's a trade-off. On the other hand, I actually think that the entire government, all the parties, are rife with absolute corruption and ethical problems, and I mean, short of a purge, I don't know what we can do. It seems like people get there, and they learn the ropes, and they go, oh, everyone's on the take, and the lobbyists are really the ones running the government, the corporations.
Yeah,
and,
you know what?
Lobby
I think the reason
send.
I named Feinstein is she's on the current ballot. I think it just had come up, and we looked it up, and she's 85. And I just was like, I cannot believe we can't find young people to run for these offices.
I heard a story this morning, something along those lines, Vinny, and I thought, oh, wow, she's 70 and she's running for governor. Delaine Easton?
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, 70, huh? Oh, well, and I just thought, good for her, I guess.
Yeah.
Whatever.
No, it's, you know, I mean, if you've got it all together, certainly you've got some life experience.
Yeah.
On the other hand, you know, how much energy and passion do you have left?
Hopefully a lot.
Let's hope. You know, was Hillary 69 when she was running? Had she turned 70?
Mm.
Anyway, on to something completely different. R. Kelly is now being sued for sexual assault by a woman who claims he held her against her will and abused her. This is out of TMZ. This woman's name is Faith Rogers. She filed a lawsuit in New York City. She claims they met in March of 2017. She was 19 years old. She, I guess, saw him performing in San Antonio. In the suit, she says a couple months later, he flew her to New York City for one of his concerts. And after the show, she says he bombarded her hotel room and initiated unwanted sexual contact, including all kinds of intercourse. After what she calls abusive sex.
All kinds. Of.
Well, I can't say all the words. She called it abusive sex. And then he, after this abusive sex, he criticized her for being boring in bed.
Oh.
She also caught herpes from him. She says they dated, even after all this, for about a year, during which he mentally, verbally, and sexually abused her. Faith claims he locked her in rooms, studios, and cars to punish her for failing to fulfill his sexual desires. In the suit, Faith says Kelly had a female assistant stand guard to make sure that she didn't flee when he would lock her in these various places. She is suing him for sexual battery, false imprisonment, and failure to disclose an STD. So as that story comes out and whatever, because the whole thing with R. Kelly is that he supposedly has a grooming program. So I don't know if this woman ever lived in the, because he's apparently got a compound where he's got trainers and all this. These are the allegations that people and the families of people who are like, no, I'm here of my own free will. And their families are like, are you though? This is awful. So I don't know where that'll go or what's going to come of it. But, you know, this seems like the more we hear about the R. Kelly situation, the grosser it gets. Gross. Yeah. Do you know that the American Idol finale already happened?
No.
I just found that out this morning myself.
The truth is about the music shows or the singing shows is I don't like them.
Yeah.
I watch The Voice for the judges in the very beginning.
You like the turnaround.
I like that turnaround. And I watch a few minutes of the new American Idol because I wanted to see Katy Perry. But I don't care about people singing karaoke.
Well, they just wrapped up a two-night finale. Sunday and last night, they declared a winner.
And how is this person?
Well, I've never heard them or of them. And
so John, it wasn't the, I don't know how to refer to him.
No, the trans, I'm not sure if he's a drag queen or a transgender person.
Yeah, I don't recall what exactly
I didn't listen enough.
Was.
Yeah, but that guy, woman, that person,
that was great.
They were amazing. Mm-hmm. Like amazing.
It's Ada? A little over the top to me, but okay.
Ada, Asia, something like that. Yeah, very over the top. No, mm-hmm. For sure a flair for the dramatic. But no, that person did not appear to be in the final three. The top three contestants were Gabby Barrett, Caleb Lee Hutchinson, and Maddie Poppy, or possibly Pop, or possibly Pope. Two P's. P-O-P-P-E. Poppy? Maddie Poppy. So, the winner was, and here's your spoiler alert. Now is the time if you don't want to know who won last. Oh, geez.
Oh, too late.
Matt. Oh, Poppy, it is.
I want to let you know how you say
thank
it.
Thank you. Maddie Poppy.
That's
was
the winner, though?
The winner.
Okay, let's hear.
So here's, they do a duet with the winner and the runner up.
Okay.
And it's Somewhere Over the Rainbow. It's beautiful.
So this boy did not win.
He did not. He got second place. But what's funny is, before they performed, he revealed that they're dating.
Yeah.
Oh.
Which is adorable.
These two are together.
Apparently so. The two best.
I don't like that. Do you?
It's not great. It's okay.
He stinks.
Yeah.
He's country. I like him.
These two are the blandest people I've ever seen. Does either of them have any charisma?
Maybe. Man, your head is hot.
I don't know. I'm with you. This is the win. These are the winners. No.
Yeah, no is right. Yeah, I'm not and as much as I do like this song, they're just standing there.
Well, they switch to another song. So that goes from The Rainbow to What a Wonderful Life.
That's what isn't that what he does in this Israel guy?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, play the Israel version.
No, don't even play it. I mean, honestly. Yeah, they went to What a Wonderful World, but they're just boring.
Play the Louis Armstrong version.
Yeah, play Louis Armstrong.
What a wonderful world. So after they announce the winner, this girl, they make her sing a song. Which
So this is her like doing her thing.
Now she's won. No, and is she going to be crying and shaking during
exactly.
the whole song?
It's actually incredibly difficult to watch because...
Yeah, she's so boring.
I'm sure she had a lot more to prove as she was competing, right? Maybe this isn't her best performance.
Yes. Okay. I'm
right. So it's adorable. Yikes. The rest of the team runs up. All the other losers run up and help her get through the song. So they all, 10 people run up
sweet.
On stage
that's
and
terrible.
They all sing along with her.
Yeah. Congratulations, bland white chick singing country songs.
It's not good, is it?
I haven't heard anything good the whole time we've been listening to these
people. This is what you hear when you go
people.
To Silver Clouds, right?
Yeah, I know. The karaoke bar. That's Well, it's coming back for another season.
Is it?
It is. It's already been
Or
renewed.
Did they doom themselves with this?
I don't know. I mean, Jesus, let someone cool win. Like, where's that transgender guy, woman, person?
She was there.
Well,
in that group that ran up to help.
Where is she in the winner's circle?
Well,
like, how about
know.
Someone interesting? It was like when Adam Lambert didn't win. It actually just, by that time, I was just like, I got to be over this show now. The guy who won that year, Chris something or other, he wound up having like a radio hit or two. I think he even did like a summer thing or Now and Zen for us. He was fine, but he was so...
Chris Allen.
Thank you. Just like a nice, very talented, but kind of run-of-the-mill. Like Adam Lambert was amazing.
Yeah.
I think we're scared of amazing America. Yeah. Blah. It's fine. You know, all right, I'm out of time. Vinny, what's coming up?
The volcano continues to spew in Hawaii. Also, a guy goes number one on a plane. Tinder and more after these. Radio.com.
Radio.com. Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Thanks for listening. It's gray right now in downtown San Francisco, but it is supposed to clear up today. A little cooler than yesterday. I heard it's going to be hot, like Saturday, Sunday, Monday.
Oh.
Like really hot. But on Friday, possible scattered showers.
Hmm.
It's weird weather.
Oh, and someone was reporting snow on some mountaintops.
Oh, goodness.
Huh?
Yeah.
Wow.
Here's what's happening. Is that me?
It's not me. I think that's him.
What the heck is that? Where is that coming from?
Is that Hooman?
No, Hooman.
Hold on.
It's your phone.
It is my phone.
What is going on right now?
I don't know why this would... I didn't touch my phone.
Stop. What are we listening to?
He's here for us. Oh, this is from...
Star Wars?
It's from Rogue One. Why would my phone all of a sudden start... I didn't touch it.
Maybe you said something like that sounded like, hey, Siri or something. And
she's never once responded to me. I've never been able to raise that woman.
That was so weird.
I thought you were just playing more music.
Yeah, whenever I hear noise, I look at Bryn.
Everybody looks at me, and I'm always like, it's not me.
I don't know where that came from. How strange.
The lava continues to flow on the big island of Hawaii as it's now reaching the water and creating a poisonous steam and growing the island, which I guess that's good.
A little more real estate.
You know, when we were there, because I've been to a few of the islands, the big island's the one where you go, it's that moonscape, where you go, oh my goodness, this is lava flow. It's really weird, but it continues. Have you seen the footage?
I have seen some of it. That
the pictures are...
That's just looks like highways of lava.
Yeah, you don't want to say amazing because obviously that's going through people's neighborhoods.
I know.
But
it is,
amazing
to see. Nature says F you in a big way.
They're saying the health hazards now include lung damage, eye and skin irritation. Oh. Of course, someone got burned because they had to get close to it. And you know, at this temperature, it spits. So I guess the guy got spit on, and that's not good. But it continues to be a real problem. So our friends in Hawaii, I hope this ends soon. The pictures are tragic. And
it's awful.
You can't stop looking at them.
No. Oh, my God. If you get down, you'll just go right down a rabbit hole with the pictures.
A test was done on people in their 60s, and they found...
A test.
Yeah, a test. Exercising 4 to 5 times a week is what's needed to keep your heart super healthy.
Mm.
Give it 30 minutes, and it can keep your arteries clear and keep your heart healthy.
It makes sense. You know, get that blood pumping.
They say 2 to 3 times a week helps, 30-minute sessions. But they say if you can do 4 to 5 times a week for 30 minutes a day, you do great things for your heart.
And is that everything from just a little walk to...
Sure.
You know,
get out. Get exercise. Right. Even gardening. Anything that gets you out. I really believe that, too. You got to just stay active and use all your stuff.
It's true.
I think balance is one of the biggest issues as you get older, too. So anything you can do that works on your balance. Yoga is probably good for that, you know?
Yeah. It's I've actually been thinking that I should go to some yoga. Oh.
All right.
Let's see if she does it.
I've
been
won't.
Hearing this for many years now.
I know. Well, hard
we
enough.
Go
I'm
this
so
Let's
grumbling
go this
the whole time I'm on. I am not giving up any part of my Saturday
oh
to go do
God.
Yoga.
Well, there it is. Listen to that tone, everyone.
That is not happening.
First AC/DC, now this.
God.
What is it?
That is my day.
7:42 and.
Release the Kraken.
The Kraken.
It's already turned sour on us.
Get her.
Well, you know, drinking and getting on a plane can turn ugly. We've seen this many times. A 45-year-old guy named Michael Hogg.
H-O-G-G?
H-O-G?
H-A-A-G.
Oh, Hogg, sure.
Hogg.
Hey, Hogg.
Was on a Frontier Airlines flight from Denver to Charleston, South Carolina last week. Apparently, he was pounding double vodka and tonics.
Great.
He started making the women sitting near him very uncomfortable. He told them at one point he was physically excited. Mm. He stared at them. He even touched one of their legs. The flight attendants at that point moved him to an empty row in the back of the plane. And that's where he... unzipped
oh, no.
his pants
no.
and went to the bathroom
oh.
on the seat in front of him.
Oh. Oh.
A woman
just
who
peeing.
Was sitting across the aisle
slightly better.
Yeah,
took an
better.
Action shot that shows what he's doing perfectly. So he's caught when the flight
Can
landed.
You pull the pocket out and just try to get it in there.
I didn't need to look at the
pocket.
I mean,
out.
You can get
you know,
the photo.
On
I'm
the
sure
seat
it's available.
In front of you just pull that out.
Oh,
right
oh,
there.
He tried to. Oh, I see what you're saying.
I don't know. I just, you know.
Turn the pocket into a urinal. Oh.
Yeah. Just wondering.
Where the magazines are, everybody.
Yeah, I didn't want to look, but
there's
there
a barf bag in there. He could have used that.
There's a picture yeah. out there if you want to see it.
I guess
wow,
you know.
Oh, yeah. Girl, actually, it almost looks like he's trying to hit the pocket.
Oh.
There's a stream.
Can you see it? It's junk.
I can't see it, but you can see the number one.
The stream.
Yeah.
When the flight landed, he was escorted off the plane by police, and he's now facing federal charges for interfering with the flight crew members and indecent exposure. And he'll sober up and go, oh, my God. I have a
what
lot
have
of apology letters to write.
He does.
Is Frontier going to refund everybody's money and everything?
They're not. And I'm sure they, so. You know, just gave a quick Windex spray to the seat in question and loaded the next flight up.
Well, you know, I don't want to defend Frontier, but it's that guy got belligerent.
Oh, yeah.
It's not their fault.
No. I'm just wondering, was there a delay as they totally steam cleaned and sanitized that back row?
I don't doubt that they pulled that plane out of circulation, delayed the flight behind it. That's the thing, is the guy screwed everybody down the line for sure. Mm. You think they put people right on that plane and someone had to sit?
Yes.
You do not.
I do.
I don't know. I've never flown Frontier, and I'm sure there's great things about it, but I've heard some really not so great things about it.
Sorry, Frontier.
Yeah.
I'm sure you're fine.
Right.
Tinder use. Here's your headline.
Okay.
Tinder users aren't having more casual sex than the average horny person. Well, I do believe this is true. So I think that you get on Tinder and there it is. You're now on yet another dating site, right?
Yeah.
But unless you're a person who's horny enough to follow through on all the possibilities that arise, and I think that's...
You're still limiting yourself.
You still
to
are like,
you can handle.
I'm not going out on a Monday night or whatever your I had a friend, I had a roommate. This was before any of us walked around with a phone at all times or a mini computer at all times. This cat, not only was he bisexual, he didn't admit it. His best friend was a gay man, a bear.
Oh.
You're familiar.
I am.
That's where I learned the term. He had a tattoo of a bear on his leg, too, and I'm like, what's that? He's like, I'm a bear, can't you tell? I don't know what you mean by that. This is like sitting around watching TV. Mm. And as he explains to me, it's a type of gay man. Mm. I'm especially hairy and big. And I was like, oh, All right. Good to know.
No more bear hugs for you.
The point being, this cat that I lived with, he was active, and he was using the weekly newspaper.
Oh.
It was called The Reader. And he was just in the back of that thing. He was dating women, guys, random nights of the week. I told you the story where I got home from work one night and the spankings that were going on in that room were so loud that I just had to sit there like, ay, ay, ay. This is awful. I wish he would just finish. When do you get done?
Keep going.
Oh. I just want to get to sleep here.
You get the best around.
Around. A bunch of people, 19 to 29, were questioned as part of a study, and most people copped to using the mobile dating apps at some point, but most people say they're no more active on the dating sites than they are if they were going to bars or anywhere else.
Sometimes you hook up, sometimes you
right.
don't.
Right. It doesn't turn you into a pig,
a sex maniac.
Right. That's not how
you're
that works.
You're a sex maniac.
And the people who need it all the time find ways, whether there's apps or it doesn't. I'm sure it's made it a lot easier for the ones who do want that quick hookup
right.
regularly.
Yeah. On a Monday night.
Whatever.
I really feel like tying someone up and beating them up
Let's
tonight.
Just make something happen.
Let me see what I can find here. Doop-doo-doo. Oh, here's a likely contestant.
This was the guy that I lived with. That Have you had stairs your whole life? I guess you haven't, have you?
Stairs?
Like at my house growing up, I had stairs.
Yeah,
so
had,
when
yeah.
I take stairs, I launch them.
Yes.
I don't. I'm used to taking three at a time, and I just run upstairs.
Right, when you're a kid. And then when you're coming back down, you try not to hit any of them.
Right.
Yeah.
So
you land with a thud at the bottom. Your mom's like, stop!
This guy, at one point when I'm living with him, I'm trying to take the stairs and he's out in front of me and he's walking super slow. I'm like, Holmes, move aside. I got someplace to be. And he goes, I just got a Prince Albert. And I didn't even know what a Prince Albert was, but apparently that's, you know what that is?
Yes, it makes it so you can't, you don't want your jeans scraping against anything. Mm-hmm. You're taking small steps.
Okay. So he has to explain it to me and then you want to see it? I'm like, no, dude. I do not. All right, go ahead.
So I don't want to, but I'm going to see it.
And then so it goes in through the outdoor at the end.
Splits the stream.
And down the bottom. Mm. Yikes. Would you be interested in that if you were single?
I would not. You mean getting one?
No, like being with a guy who had that.
I wouldn't.
What about you?
No.
That seems like there's going
to
be.
You don't think you'd be like curious to see how that works or what it does for you or?
I don't think so.
Yeah, take that out or I'm not doing anything with you.
Uh-huh. It's kind of scary to me.
You're kidding. You would say that?
Yeah, I wouldn't want that. I mean, that just seems like there'd be dirt on it or something.
Dirt?
Pee? Something. I mean, is he soaping that up in the sink after he goes pee too? I mean, it seems like that's a disaster waiting to happen.
Oh, I don't know how that
works.
And
also, is it, I mean, like an earring, you can get at both sides of it real easy.
To clean it.
Push it through. But when it goes in the front, the outdoor and down, like how do you thread that through? Like, is that a permanently affixed piece of jewelry, or is that something that can actually be taken out and cleaned once in a while? Because I think that thing would get crusty.
Well, I would imagine you have to leave it for a while in order for that to heal up, mm-hmm, and then it's probably removable.
But you
have
you to learn jam how to it do in it. There yeah, and put, that seems fun.
I can't imagine.
No. I wouldn't even want to sit around thinking about it. Now that I'm even just thinking about it, I don't even have one of those. I'm going, I'm all crunched up down there.
Well, you have one of them at home. Would
yeah,
you
but
want
I,
him to do that?
I wouldn't.
All right. Well, there you go. I mean,
what did you go do that for? Dude, you're 53. Stop it already.
What do you think at 53 his life's over?
It is over. He's
what
with
are you
me.
Talking about?
Who's he doing that for? I'd have a lot of questions
he
if John
did it
came
for
home.
You.
No thanks. Take it out. I don't want that.
All right.
Get rid That's of that thing. What
boy.
Are you doing?
Sheesh. Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple. American Idol. I'm a longtime fan and loyal watcher. I know everything about the show. Really tried to give this version a chance, but it was like watching a train wreck and painfully awkward. Let me tell you, Gabby was robbed. She's the entire package. Voice, stage, present, personality, marketable image. She killed Journey, Don't Stop Believing. And after they surprised her with Steve Perry in the audience, he loved it. It was a cool moment.
Oh,
I didn't even hear about that happening.
Me either. I didn't hear much out of this at all. But it's back next year, everyone. The two blendest people on earth won first and second place.
There is some new lifeblood running to head the DNC after Hillary lost. But then the party rolled over for an Obama appointee who also happens to be a corporate shill. This is America.
Yeah.
I don't know that story.
Kind of broken.
Why are women even around R. Kelly? We have known all these years that he's a gross lunatic.
Yeah,
WTF.
He's rich and famous. That is why. And clearly has game. Like, he manages to trick these women into... This girl was basically assaulted the first time she was with him and stayed with him for the next year.
Yeah, I thought that story ended after that first night.
Yeah.
And even said, didn't he say after, you're lame in bed?
Yeah, you're super boring in bed. His patter must go, I'm going to teach you how to be a real woman.
415 says, Vinny mentioned the Obamas should put their effort behind inspiring the next generation to come into politics. They started the Obama Foundation for that very purpose. They recently unveiled their 2018 fellows who are getting support for their efforts in community service and politics. Great.
Yeah, they're amazing.
That's cool.
I love the Obamas.
That's good to hear. I didn't know that. I think that gets us clear. What's coming up in the trash?
Forget Yanni versus Laurel. There's something else now.
Oh, great.
Also, there's apparently going to be a Roger Ailes movie, and I have a little bit of casting about this.
All right.
Also, John Wick 3. I've got some casting for that. Aren't you a big John Wick fan?
Hell yeah. So is Bryn.
I've got a synopsis of John Wick 3 and who's going to be co-starring with him.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.